Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Lorenzo Fiore. He's in Milan to help me interpret a story from Rome about the very powerful and successful Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni being accused of irregular behavior with regard to a man, Osama Najim, who is said to be under an arrest warrant for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. However, the Prime Minister and her government did not detain him because the International Criminal Court had not filed the papers correctly with the judiciary in Italy. This sounds like a very dry governmental thing, but I read in the BBC it's turned into a controversy about the Prime Minister, accusations of taking money, of corruption. Lorenzo, this is very strange. You know that Giorgia Meloni is extremely popular in the United States after her time with the new president at Mar-a-Lago and her time with Elon Musk. She's also equally popular in Italy. So why does the opposition think this is a good time to raise a procedural matter, not to do with Italy at all, but to do with Libya and the International Criminal Court? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listener. Again, we have a typical Italian case where there is an opportunity for the opposition to blame who is in power. Right now, Giorgia Meloni, there is no lack of opportunity whenever there is the opportunity for the opposition to blame Giorgia Meloni and to bring the problem of reputation not only to Giorgia herself but also to the Italian Republic. What's happened that a Libyan general was in Turin, north of Italy, to watch a football match, but he was spending the last 2 weeks in Europe across UK, Germany and Belgium, enjoying European time, watching football match at the stadium. He was even flagged by police in Germany twice, in Munich, during these 2 weeks. But he was arrested in Italy because the Court of Justice of The Hague, who is the European Court of Justice, issued a mandate of arrest for him because of criminal act against humanitarian people, the migrants, let's say, that are trapped in the prison in Libya. What is the case? The case is that it seems that the magistrate didn't file correctly. The Minister of Justice was silent, not answering the mandate issued by the Court of The Hague. But my question is, why this happened in Italy if the general was traveling across Europe for the latest 2 weeks? It seems to be a similar case like the Iranian engineer who was living also, he's no longer living in Switzerland, but he was flagged and stopped by the police because of a request of mandate of arrest by the U.S. authority when he was passing through Milan Airport to take a connecting flight to Switzerland. Why in Italy? In my opinion, this is something that we should think about. Maybe it is just a matter of opportunity, something that there is nothing behind. But, you know, it seems strange. And, of course, this doesn't help Giorgia in ruling our country because everybody in Italy can understand the situation. But I don't know how much this situation is felt and understood abroad. In a moment that Italy is facing positively, and in Italy, in my opinion, Giorgia Meloni has a good reputation, and majority of the Italian, at least 35%, appreciate 40% appreciate what she's doing for all of us.
Last fall, Giorgia Meloni's government arranged with the Albania government to keep refugees, migrants, people who came into Italy in Albania until the court was able to review their application for sanctuary in Italy. Twice before, the government has attempted to transfer people, single men, from Italy to Albania, and twice before judges have rejected that and turned the ship around. One more time now, 49 migrants have been put into Albania. This was something that was seen as a positive way to deal with the flood of refugees coming into Italy. Is it going to work this time? Are the judges going to interfere again?
Well, John, this is a very difficult question. We should see what will happen tomorrow, because if I understood from the news, the appeal court in Rome should decide whether it is confirmed that these people can stay in the Albanian camp, or whether they should be relieved and brought back to Italy. You know that case was before a case of contrast between the magistrate and the political power, right, that was solved by the Italian government with a decree deciding who are the safe country and who are the non-safe country, because this is a very important distinction about who could stay in that camp for further control before deciding whether he should be back to the country of origin or whether he could enter Italy and file the proceeding to stay in Italy. To a certain extent, again, is something similar to what's happened about what we spoke before, a contrast between the magistrate and the political power. I forgot to say that right now Giorgia Meloni government is pushing for a reform of the magistrates to keep separate the career of those that should run the court and those that should run the accusation. Keep them separate and not altogether. I mean that they can be one time accusation and later they can go and become the judge for to decide.
The larger story here is the migrants and what is to be done. You know, the United States is now deporting people who have criminal records in this country. It's also a very controversial subject, but it's going forward around the world. One more story that's very positive. We have about a minute. Salerno, Italy, a gas pipeline under construction uncovered trackways, that's footprints of animals and humans, dating around 2000 BCE, the Bronze Age. The tracks were made there because they were escaping Vesuvius. I've always known Vesuvius as a Roman catastrophe, burying Pompeii and Herculaneum. Apparently it's been happening for thousands of years before. These are wonderful to have. You have a story about the room in Pompeii.
Yes, well, this is an important discovery, but I would like to say that there was 7 days ago another important discovery in Pompeii, because that villa we spoke in an interview around summertime, they discovered, the archaeological expert, an important and luxury thermal bath connected that famous banquet hall that was painted by beautiful fresco representing the famous Iliad poem by Homero. So that show how the society in Pompeii was developed and the level of richness, beautiness, and so on. Fantastic discovery, and I suggest all the radio listeners to Google and check and see the picture that are unbelievable.
The Iliad in Pompeii, the Bronze Age in Vesuvius. Lorenzo Fiore.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.